and each child has his own thing. He sits there, has his own.
He did what?
We're talking about the desk. Okay, each child has his own
chair.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, an open place in the city where you have green grass and trees and things like that, ma'am.
Park.
Yes, ma'am. And then in some towns you have in the center of town a courthouse. You have any name for it?
Courthouse or square.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm. And let's see. Sometimes you used to in Montgomery you have before they had buses, you'd have you want to say public
streetcars.
Yes, ma'am. If you own a streetcar, you might tell the driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
And let's see. Now the we talked about courthouses and so forth. The town that had the courthouse would be the
what's this county seat?
Yes, ma'am. And if you work for the post office, you work for the federal
government.
And political candidate who wants the police maybe to get tougher and the judges to get tougher, he says he's for
law and order.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And you talked earlier about Civil War. I don't know if I asked you this or not. Did you ever hear anybody call that anything else besides Civil War?
The war between states. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever hear any older people ever call that a Confederate War?
Federal War.
Confederate War.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Anything else that they call it?
No, I think that's about covers it.
Do you ever hear Confederate War anymore, or is that mostly?
Confederate, no, I don't think so. I think people just didn't know used to say that, you know. They knew the Confederates were fighting, didn't know maybe about who else was fighting them or something.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were. And you might talk about a man, you might say the man went out and did what? He, to himself, he
choked.
Or might have put a rope around his
neck. Oh, the gallows that, you mean they just hung him, that's what they did.
Yes, ma'am. And, okay, what I'm going to do next is try to get you to say some names of some states and cities and things like that. And, let's see, Baltimore is in
Maryland.
Yes, ma'am. And, Richmond is in
Virginia.
Yes, ma'am. And, the state right below Virginia that has Raleigh as a capital would be
North Carolina.
And then the state right below North Carolina would be
South Carolina.
And let's see, the state with Miami and so forth.
Florida.
Yes, ma'am. And the state with New Orleans would be
Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. And see, the state where old St. Louis is
Missouri.
Yes, ma'am. And Little Rock would be
Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am. And the state right next to us with Jackson at the
capital. Mississippi.
And the state used to be the biggest state before Alaska. With maybe has.
You mean had more land?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Georgia?
Or let's see, the one out west with the Lone Star.
Texas. Yeah. But I read somewhere about Georgia was one of the biggest. I didn't realize Georgia had all that.
I think Georgia's the biggest state east of the Mississippi
River. Uh-huh. It has more land. I didn't realize.
I read that just
a few. I read that too, not too long ago. Something I heard it on TV about Georgia being such a big state, and I just never thought about Georgia. You know, Alabama should have had Pensacola. That little Florida cuts up into us. And